I don't write nothing down, so I'll keep this short and sweet. You're weak, you're out of control, and you become an embarrassment to yourself and everybody else.
Oh, listen,
guys,
you.
Guys, whoa. We said, non-judgmental.
Fuck that. Let him take his medicine.
Seriously, Paul, you want to talk about fucking up?
Watch it, Chrissy.
Why? I thought we're being honest here. You got some balls, you know that? All of you. You want to talk about self-control? How about you, Sil? F***ing every slut you got working in the place when you got a wife and kids at home?
Guys, whoa.
Christopher.
Oh, you, Paulie. Yeah, remember last winter in the woods with the Russian guy?
Christopher, I'm f***ing warning you.
There he goes, Mr. Type A personality.
We are here to talk about you killing yourself with drugs, not my f***ing personality.
That's right.
I'm gonna kill myself? The way you f***ing are, you gonna have a heart attack by the time you're 50?
Oh, no.
Holy, sit down.
You're talking to the boss here.
Good, maybe someone will smack some goddamn sense into him.
Great, my own mother. F*** you, you f***ing whore.
Oh, son of a
bitch.
Yo, guys, please, come on.
Stop it.
Get him off.
And welcome to another edition of Papa's Basement. I am your host, John Papagiorgio, with my perennial co-host, Will Papagiorgio.
Boy, howdy.
Ain't that a coincidence? As if we were related in some kind of way. You can listen to us every Saturday, 3 to 4 p.m. at www.fcac.org/WEBR for the internet stream. I guess the main things would be Cox 37, Comcast 27, Poor Cox 10. Those are, we
so
are
is
a cable
that going
station.
Off? In whenever it is, February?
No, I don't think so. I think it's just if
Funny
you
ears.
If you can't swing a wall jack,
uh-huh.
or I'm sorry, a cable box, and you just have cable feeding from a wall jack,
yeah.
Have you ever noticed how the cable channels are screwed up? Or no, you never deal with a TV like that.
No, because I thought like if you had the wall jack, you get the box from the company.
If you get the wall jack, you can plug in. And I guess you have to pay a nominal fee still uh-huh. to get cable into the house, but you get like 100 channels, and they're all there's kind of SE channels. But what's
Such
more important?
The one we're on.
Well, yeah, of course. I wait a minute. I don't know what you mean. This is they should be paying to get programming like this. But yeah, you get your Fox instead of 5 is 35, for example.
Oh, is that like what you have at mom's house? Really?
Yes, 100%. That's what I have at mom's house.
So it's like you avoid the extra cable box fee?
Yeah, and she doesn't pay a monthly fee for that wall jack.
Huh.
But I know, it's,
like if you're in an apartment, you do, probably.
She's probably paying like maybe it just comes with paying an arm and a leg for just the basic.
As it should.
Yeah, yeah, but how can you say it's an arm and a leg when it brings you great programming like Papa's Basement and Night Train Memories, which I actually do stick up for. But our own show is S, and I said that sarcastically. So I woke up and like, God, why didn't you wake me up, dude?
2:15.
So we are winging it on this one. There was definitely no outline.
Nope.
I think we're going to go with the...
Usually don't sleep that late. What the hell happened?
Well, lately I've been, you know, working that crappy 4 a.m. to 8 a.m. shift over at TOP at least a few times a week, and that'll just derail your sleeping. So if I come home from that, I'm good for going to bed at like 6 p.m. or 6 a.m. Right. Like you get home at 4:30, but you can't crawl into bed. Like it's just guaranteed I'm hitting Bang Bros for 90 minutes or, you know, free ones or whatever. Whatever gets me through the night. And
I hate how those sites, you can no longer download the preview clips.
Are you serious?
Yeah.
Oh.
Like all of them. Brazzers and Bang Bros.
Doesn't Brazzers have like watch 5 clips and then you're done for a month or some ass?
It used to be that way when you could download them. Now it's like...
It's unlimited streaming.
Exactly. It's all flash. You can't save it.
Well, it's in your cache still. If you learn to sift through your cache, you can find it.
Really?
Yeah, it'll be like...
I used to know that.
Mumbo jumbo blah 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 dot AVI.
I could do that like back in the day when we're at mom's. And I was like a high school porn fanatic.
Well, they
now their skills have gotten rusty.
They weren't that smart about stuff back then. You could download anything.
Still, I mean, certain things, like, you can get around it by, like, typing in the URL.
Exactly. Yeah. I'm like, back in the day, though, it'd be like, you know, BJ1.avi, BJ2.avi, and, you know, then it'd be like, you can't see any more clips, and you're like, BJ3.avi, and then you hit the motherland.
I did not know that.
The Elysian fields are yours. Well, now you can't do that. Now there's actual security and stuff. I'm just saying, back in the day, they would just fake you out by not putting up a URL.
Oh, yeah, no, I know that. I thought you were saying you could do that now still.
No, now it's they screw up with the URLs and do everything. Yeah. To kind of fake you out. You can use that
Flash,
to chain
like, it doesn't
previous.
Get downloaded, right?
Flash, well, okay. Everything you look at ends up in your cache.
Mm-hmm.
In case you look at it again, the whole concept of the cache is crap you've already looked at.
Right.
I guess it harkens back to kind of the you know, like 28.8 broadband
right.
days where it was a big deal having to download crap and you'd kill to be able to bypass that.
Right.
And they would cache it. And then you can, God damn it, my headphones are strobing. There we go. Much better.
I mean, oh, really?
Yeah.
Mine are too damn loud. Mine's like all the way down. It's still piercing.
Really? Just throw them around your neck.
Eh.
Look like an old pro.
I'm all right.
But everything winds up in your cache. And just if you Google.
But Flash isn't like a downloadable file, though. Even when, like, if it's in the cache or cache or whatever the hell it is.
Even then, it ends up there. In some way. It's not like you have to download it, but if you looked at it, it's in your cache, yeah, or cache, whatever the hell it is.
But you can't pull it out.
You can, using some kind of mojo. God damn, these headphones.
Would you want to switch?
No, I'll go to the one that has one of the ears blown out, if this one keeps it up.
But
yeah,
we don't
screw
really
that.
Need them, do we? We didn't do an effing sound check.
Hey, that's true. I'll screw it. I'll raw dog the show.
Yeah, I'll keep mine on. Like, I'll let you know if you're too quiet.
Oh, really? Yeah. Well, I just wanted to hear this one good clip I got from King of the Hill. Actually, I feel bad because I was getting this clip during a shift at WDMV.
Right.
During one of our few live shows.
Right.
That's the magic of a dying station. You got about 2 live hours of programming a day.
The rest is just, like, grabbed from other feeds.
Yeah, we take what's called the Business Talk Radio Network feed, and we run with that. Yeah, this one's just dead entirely. Screw these headphones. It's not worth the paycheck here, Will. I'm leaving. Hell with all that. Here, you tell me how funny this sounds.
Okay.
You've got a rainbow in your mouth.
I couldn't hear it. Am I talking over it?
Yeah. It was playing.
You've got a rainbow in your mouth. Open it for the world.
There you go.
Who's he talking to?
He's talking to Khan. That's Bill Daughtry.
Oh,
for
like the,
everyone who doesn't know.
It's we'll a, call it the goddamn
karaoke episode.
Karaoke.
Yeah. And I heard that, and I'm like, God damn, that's brilliant. So for months on end, I had it on the DVR. The cables I bought to pull S off the TV didn't work. You know, everything just comes out really distorted.
So how do you do it?
Well, finally, I found it on some illegal website, like 5 pages deep on Google. So I punch it in at DMV, and I start sampling it while I'm producing, like, a live show.
And this leads to some sort of screw-up, I imagine.
I'm, like, in the middle of going over and over a clip saying, there's a rainbow in your mouth! Open it for the world! Or whatever the hell it is.
Right. It's kind of distorted. That's the only crappy thing. Like,
well, first of all, sped up. It almost sounded chipmunky when I first sampled it, so I ratcheted the speed down.
Oh, so that distorts it.
I don't know. Maybe it was just a sound clip to begin with.
Yeah, but no, anytime you mess with a sound wave, it distorts.
It makes sense to me, yeah. But I hear from the other studio where I've turned up the control room feed,
right.
So like just in case the bomb drops, I could hear it. I'm over Bill Daughtry. I think I can hear the guy going, John! John! And I'm like, not me, another John. And I keep doing my thing. And we get to commercials. And he's like, what the hell was that? I'm like, what are you talking about? He's like, I kept hearing something playing over and over. And I'm like, I don't know what you're talking about, dude.
And so that was going out on live radio.
It might have been. It really shouldn't have. I think it was just in his feed.
Oh.
But, yeah, it wasn't good. Like, if it did go out, the audience heard a million, there's a rainbow in your mouth, share it with the world! And then me speeding it up, and me slowing it down, and then the whole clip with the Con talking again. Oh, man. There's no way it should have gone the air. I was in the B studio. He's produced from the A studio. It wasn't my fault. But, yeah. So that was one of my better screw-ups. But, again, it's on a dying station. The dying dwarf star that is WDMV. Where I show up. God, I mean, I'll level with you. I did one of those night shifts at TOP that ran till 4, and I stayed up till 6.
Right.
And then had to get up for DMV at 8 in the morning.
Jesus.
I went back home, slept, had to go back at noon. I just flipped on the switch. And that's noon until about 3. You're supposed to be there. And then every 20 minutes, you're pulling down the Business Talk Radio Network feed, BTRN. You pull down the BTRN feed and you play your own local spots.
Right.
And I was like, who's really listening? And I just leave the BTRN feed on, kill the feed of their local spots, go back to bed until like 2:45 when the only other live show actually comes in studio.
You're bilking your investors, your sponsors.
I don't think they care. I think we're probably part of some package deal or something. Like, you know, pay $100, you get 100 stations. We're one of them. Because it's me doing half the spots anyhow.
For what product?
Oh, God damn it. I do Subway a lot. You know, like $12 of satisfaction at Subway. Da, 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 da. 12 inches, rather. Not $12.
12 inches of satisfaction.
Exactly. You know, you want to make it sound dirty.
No, I thought that's like what they told me.
Yeah, they do give you a spot pretty much. The only time is sometimes they'll get like really, really greedy. Uh-huh. All of these are 10 seconds. They're called, 10-second spots. They're played in radio talk. We call them naked with no background music. It's just your voice for 10 seconds. And they'll try to cram like 17 seconds worth of S, you know, just being totally greedy. And
talk like the micro machine.
John Mosquito. You have to talk like, and then even that, you'll be like 12 seconds. So you have to do this thing called change tempo.
Oh,
to shove it into 10 seconds.
Yeah.
Well, no, it doesn't chipmunk it. That's change speed, my friend, which I did on Bill Dotrieve.
Oh.
You do change tempo.
And that's just, yeah.
In theory, it preserves the vocal quality.
Right.
But you can tell where it's chopping out your every breath and pause buy it that time.
Gotcha.
And so you sound like you're right about to blow a load down someone's throat and your mom called. You're just like, hi, mom, I'm busy, bye.
Yes.
You know, it comes off like that. So I don't know. I hope it stays. I like having a station in my backyard where I can use the production tools. Sadly, my radio mentor and god, Don Hanslick, a radio named Don Morgan.
Are you serious?
For those in the biz, it is geez. Don Morgan.
Oh, I don't know that.
Yep.
That's pretty funny.
DJ Don Morgan. The jailbait's favorite, DJ Don Morgan. He'd tell us all the radio warrior stories. About, you know, being in S markets in the middle of nowhere. And the way he tells it, he was never tempted by the jailbait. So I will go with that story as well.
What jailbait?
He said he was working the overnight shifts, and it was just like a perpetual stream of 16 and 17-year-olds calling. I'm like, what are you up to, Don Morgan?
How old is he?
Donnie was probably 25, 26 for this.
Why not? I guess it's easy to trace him. So.
Yeah, you know, who are you? I'm no one, ma'am. Listen to 107.3, The Fog. Goodbye. And
the
then
quiet storm.
Yeah, and then he jumps out the window like the Scarlet Pimpernel. I don't know. I couldn't swing that young at this age.
I don't know. Some of them are really hot. It's disgusting. Well, yeah, as that sounds.
I mean, some are. You know, with
their physical peak.
With the hormones we put in the meat.
Yeah. No, that's like
they ain't getting
best,
any better.
No, it's the best most women get, probably like 16. Sad. But.
Well, I've noticed at 16, you've got your T in place. Your dome piece is probably not acne screwed at that point.
Right.
The A is a little happening. They usually got some keister. But the hips are not there.
Yeah.
There's no hip. It's kind of just like waist into knees, like a solid line, which I find rather unattractive.
Really? Oh, okay.
Nah, I need some hips, man. You need a little something.
Nah.
What are you going to do during doggy? You going to grab them from the ribs and with every pound in your hands down to their ankles? Come on.
Grab their pelvis.
Well, that's a hip.
I thought hips were like your thighs.
Those are your thighs.
Well, what the hell are hips?
Hips are kind of the whole bubbling out at the pelvis, starts at the top of the pelvis.
All right, it doesn't matter how narrow it is, you can still grab it.
I guess. I mean, I don't want to feel like I'm performing an alien autopsy here. Grabbing on a little 3 feet being with the waist of a Japanese schoolgirl.
The hips kind of gross me out. That's too, like, mom looking.
Why do we have to go into... I don't like it. Yeah, okay. I like brunettes with T's and A, and yeah, okay. Mom might fall into that.
Oh, not that. I just meant like mom in general. Like, it looks like some like chick who's had 3 kids.
Well,
and her pelvic muscles and bone structure have been forced into that width.
I will say some women do get the hips popped out by the first kid, but for my money, like Rachel Hunter in the Stacey's Mom video. She was never that voluptuous before, but she looks like a brick S house now.
Barely. I remember thinking that chick was hot. I can't remember what she looks like, though.
She looks hot. You were right. Oh, we got to call her. God damn it.
Mommy dearest.
Oh, you're right. All right. Let's see how much time I can kill while trying to get the phones online.
I don't like people playing on my phone.
Hello. Why are you not going out on air? I hear you, Maria, on the phone, but it's not going out on air for some reason. Hello?
I thought I heard her, like, faintly.
Madre? Oh, duh. Hello? Son of a bitch. Hey, call back, woman. I didn't have it on air. Ha 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 ha. God damn it. Who turned off the phones from the program channel? Who the hell does that? You don't do that. That's like when you turn down the CD pots. At a station, and someone's like, here, you know, because we play Indian music at DMV on the weekends. It's like, here's
no
the latest from...
What you're saying.
Okay, the pots are... okay, it's all radio jargon.
Pots are knobs, right?
The pot, every one of these is a pot.
It's a fader.
Those are faders, but the actual whole shebang is called a pot.
Oh, okay.
So a DJ will be like,
track?
Pot me up, pot me down. No, I mean, in radio talk, they're pots.
Well, in music talk, they're tracks.
Well, you know what? I like radio talk more. And that's where we're going to make our bread and butter, boy. Hello.
Hi, I'm sorry. I thought you didn't want to talk to me. That's why I hung up.
No, I accidentally hung up on you anyhow.
Just in real life.
Okay.
Not on the air.
I just wanted to
on the air, you're golden.
People should never apologize or defend their taste in anything to anybody. It's
they should if they're into kids.
Okay, that's it.
Oh, well, I wasn't apologizing. No one was apologizing.
Well, it sounds like it, but I mean, you don't have to defend your taste. It's all just what it's in your being.
Even if you're into really, really fat girls?
All right.
Okay.
Bye.
Thank you for that deep insight.
That was the Tao of Maria. Only on Papa's Basement.
Have you ever seen the Tao, Steve?
Chunks.
What a piece of ass. I hate that guy.
Donnell Logue.
I get one. Yeah.
Well, he's got that Mick name. I mean, he's already strike one and two right there.
Really? I don't know what this sounds black almost.
Donnell. Donnell. Okay.
And he also had that S.E. Fox show, I think.
Oh, God, yeah.
He was like a dad.
Head of the house or some S. Yeah, I remember that one.
On par with Titus, Greg the Bunny. And
Titus. Titus. Titus is a disgusting pull on your part.
I've never seen any of those.
I used to watch his for some reason. It must have like
Titus's?
Not Titus. No, Christopher Titus can bite my nuts. He's one of those overnight. Do you realize to get a deal in the world of stand-up, you need to log like 2 years or something? You know, you log 2 years. And you can be getting HBO specials and things along those lines.
Really?
1 year, and you can get HBO specials. Not solo specials.
So there aren't, like, hundreds of struggling stand-up comedians across the country?
It's kind of a threshold. It's, you know, you log enough time to get out of your local market.
Mm-hmm.
And once you're a tour in stand-up, then you're kind of...
National.
Yeah, you're nationally featured, man. People know your name at that point. I want to give it a shot still. I'm forcing myself to write a joke a day.
Really? No.
Yeah. This is where we would segue into my jokes I've written thus far if I weren't very self-conscious and only had one.
What is it? Come on.
Okay.
Out with it.
Out with it? Fine. I'll load up what I got. Screw it.
Was it like a Rodney Dangerfield, like Jackie Martling thing? Or?
I mean, where it's F-bombs every other step?
No, I mean, like, you know, it's not like a joke like the little boy said. Or is it, you know, like Seinfeld? Like, do you ever notice?
Did you ever notice how the airplane peanuts? Nah, I like my Seinfeld. What the hell is that? Like Seinfeld.
Observational comedy.
Did you ever notice how Kramer likes the N-word? What's up with that?
Huh?
But I mean, hey.
He looks like a Zionist, yet he is not.
Elaine is a whore, but hey,
I caught her giving Costanza a crucial dome.
Okay. Here you go. Here's my bit. This is. It's
I
just.
Say we just talk like Seinfeld for the remainder of the show.
It's not even that we talk like Seinfeld. We talk like Gilbert Gottfried's Seinfeld impression on a couple Stern shows that we've heard.
And that's why it's great.
Because those were the best.
It's exactly like Gilbert says. It's like, yeah, it doesn't sound like him on one hand. On the other hand, when you do it, everyone knows who you're like supposed to be.
And you've made a character out of it, which is even funnier. Because it doesn't sound
really
exactly
doesn't
like him.
It doesn't sound like him at all.
But hey.
No, it's like Frank Caliendo sounds more like him. It's not funny.
No. I'm turning big time on Frank Caliendo. He's not like funny on his own.
I don't even think his mimicry is that great. Like those DirecTV spots or whatever.
See, he's not good there. He's good with other funny people. Like with Don and Mike directing him, he's funny.
Like I can't remember him doing like a good Pacino or something. I don't remember.
He did a good Pacino. You liked his Charles Barkley.
I don't think I've heard him do. I heard them like imitating him.
Terrible. That's all you do. Yeah, that's the only chunk of it I know. It was a good impression. I'll vouch for
it.
I don't
like
think
the Seinfeld one is the hey, this is Jerry Seinfeld.
Oh God. All right. Here is the one-liner I came up with last night. It's just a one-liner Jackie Martlin type thing.
All right.
Said, don't you ever want to F a British girl to hear their weird sex slang? I'd like to hear things like, hello, governor, bopple my wallycott, will you? I'd blow my effing load in a heartbeat. Okay, it's something, damn it.
That's all right.
Yeah, it came to me at 3 in the morning. I typed it in an IM to someone. I was like, why don't I just write that down? Then I'll be off the hook to myself.
I think like modern comedy, you can't, no one really does it anymore. Maybe like Mitch Hedberg and he's dead.
Oh, just rattling off one-liners like Henny Youngman?
Yeah, exactly.
Take my wife, please. Da-da-ts.
The old school.
Yeah. Mitch would do it. He did a good job of it. Yeah. I wouldn't want to do so much of it. Like, that would segue into other
exactly.
observations, you know?
Yeah, you gotta, like, draw it out.
Oh, yeah. And it's all friggin' comedic foreplay, and now, you know, you gotta, everything has to segue into this and that and the other. You can't just bang them out. Like, Hedberg did, though. Hedberg would maybe.
That's what I'm saying. He's, like, the only, like, young guy.
Yeah, you get 3 lines on one subject. Like, max.
I can't think of anyone else who does that. Like, just the
I'm like not turning the mic off for that one.
The old school comedy, you know, like, Gilbert and Jackie, like, they all tell the same jokes.
It's all
just, like, tell them their way. It's like watching a cover band or something.
Yeah, playing country standards.
Yeah, it's like...
Like here, and will the circle be unbroken for the 100,000th time?
Yeah.
Or I'm so lonesome I could cry.
No, exactly. It's just like the aristocrats or whatever. Or I'm trying to think what other joke on that Gilbert special, like I even heard Jackie say.
No, they're just...
Oh, the old guy going to the doctor.
Tell it.
All right, old guy goes to the doctor.
Buy us some time. We're almost halfway out of here. Get us to freedom.
Old
Moses.
Man goes to the doctor. As the men in these jokes so often do. Doctor checks him out, says, well, I got some bad news for you, my friend. You got cancer and you got Alzheimer's. Old man goes, well, thank God I don't have cancer. Bravo. Maybe Gilbert didn't do that. I don't know.
He did. I remember that
Okay.
One. I like that one, though.
Yeah. No, it's good.
That's a damn good one. All right. I all week have heard DJs doing, they love a good top 500 bands list, best singers of all time, best songs of all time.
Eats up time.
Best.
Gives you something to riff off of.
Now that I'm in the biz, yes, I understand. I used to be like, why would they do that? And you realize a DJ doesn't want to sing 4 hours before the show planning stuff.
Not only that, like, I mean, I kind of like it, you know, it's like, if you can't really give your opinion about things, like whether it's the news or whatever, you know what I'm saying?
That's what your show should be.
Exactly.
Giving your opinion.
Because otherwise, what makes you individual?
Yeah. The big one this week was Ask Men did a top 99.
Mm-hmm.
And top 99 pieces of ass for 09, I guess you'd call it.
I'm sure I'm going to like, disagree with every single one because I have atypical tastes.
Well, you just like scrawny, trashy-looking broads.
And? Or like big fake-teed blonde porn star stripper looking.
That's true. I always neglect you have a second food group. You like really, really bony, like 5'1", 90 pounds, that type of thing. Or
that's more like in real life, though. Like, I won't look at that to, like, JL.
Yeah, you know, I was just saying the same thing to someone else.
There is a difference between what you like just
in porn,
objectifying.
Yeah, like, just looking at a picture.
Because I think, honestly, not to get, like, too gay, on the subject, but honestly, it's, like, in person, like, it's more like what you find beautiful.
No, I'm not gay.
As opposed to, like,
been
you know,
a while.
What makes you...
I said I am not gay.
What a great movie.
Good old Bad Santa.
God, I love that movie.
We do need to see that again.
That is so underrated. I mean, that thing pretty much is, like, just killer for... start to finish.
It is. It's comedic powerhouse.
Yeah. And, like, I remember when it came out, I was like, yeah, I kind of want to see it, but...
You are gay.
I did it. Jesus, that is distorted.
I know.
It sounds like it's coming through an effing megaphone.
I pulled it from a Simpsons Wave collection that was just
like
so
an old-school 1996
just
webpage.
Poorly recorded. Yeah, at first it was on, like, a Fisher-Price cassette, and then it was pulled, you know, on a Pentium 2. But go on. So, I found the same thing. Like, if I'm looking at adult fare... I'm trying to give a little class to the show. Mm-hmm. I enjoy a certain brick S-house-tastic, you know, 38 triple Fs and that kind of good stuff. I want it cartoony and exaggerated. I want Jessica Rabbit, you know?
Yeah, I guess. You know, me too, except I really don't care about the lower half as much as you do.
Yeah, we got to train you on that. You're Greek, for God's sake.
I could go for a quadriplegic for all I
can. Oh, Boxing Helena. You ever see that one?
No, what's that?
About a guy who's obsessed with a chick and he chops off her arms and legs.
No, was that a movie?
Yeah. One of Julian Sands' many B picture. Julian Sands and Cheryl Fenn, the two perennial B stars of the 90s.
Cheryl Fenn.
Or Sherilyn Fenn.
Oh, sounds kind of familiar.
Yeah. She's on Silk Stockings, if you remember that from USA when we were six years old and he'd stay up to pinch one out. To
was
the
it
TV.
Like Rhonda Adams hosted it or something.
Rhonda on Up All Night.
Hey, whatever, yeah.
And then Gilbert got it. God, that killed it for you.
Yeah, I know.
Because you had Rhonda, who was at least good TNA and was in Playboy.
As much as I love Gilbert.
And then it's
yeah.
Gilbert.
Oh, God.
Yeah, Gilbert is just the incarnation of anti-sex.
I know, but God, how I love him.
Oh, yeah. And that's Gilbert's
There's,
life.
There's, like, nothing he can't make better. He's like cinnamon.
No, that's the...
Add it to anything. It'll come out better.
That's the life of a good comic, pretty much. You're appreciated by weird dudes with really good senses of humor.
Yeah.
No chicks get you whatsoever.
Oh, no. Everyone who... Like, everyone knows him. You're like, yeah, it's the guy with the annoying voice. Like, oh, I hate him.
I hate him. He must never get Scooch on the road.
God, I love
and
him.
And if he does, it has to be some weird broads. Yeah,
know.
You wish,
he's
like...
probably married or something. Who knows?
You wish you could convince hot chicks to just accept his genius and be like, give yourself over
to this. I
think because
part of it, you know, it's like, the reason musicians and, like, actors or whatever get a lot of ass is because, you know, there's a lot of people who, like, want to break in the biz or whatever.
Yeah.
Or at least want to be a part of it. You know, there's no, like, mystique to comedy, and there's certainly no hot chicks trying to be stand-up comedians. Like,
I mean,
hey,
if they are, they're
you,
completely
you
not
to my
funny.
Comedian demo tape or whatever.
Yeah, it's for my money, it's musicians and actors bank on putting their emotional energy into seriousness. They're giving their all to take you to another place, to get you to buy into this vision they're sharing.
Right. No, that's true.
And it gets to a chick's broad's heart. A chick's broad. We have to...
No, but that's true in real life, too, honestly.
Oh, yeah.
You'll pull more Scooch if you're just, like, you don't try to, like, make them laugh. You're just, like, serious.
Yeah.
And share
you,
your
you know,
feelings and whatnot.
Like, God, I know I've worked with UNICEF for years, but I still wake up every night screaming, couldn't I have done more?
No, exactly.
And at that point, it's like, oh, did you spill your drink? No, I'm just that wet. Let's bang. And dudes like me are just like, hey, nice top. I can see your tees. Good choice, honey. I'm sure that was coincidental. And then, you know, you drop a coin and you're like, well, are you going to pick it up? Just, you know, just the a-hole behavior I engage in.
See, like, I go between both. And a lot of times, especially like if I'm on my own, I'm more serious.
I know you are.
But
like,
then it's like,
I'll catch you in it and I'll just be like, I
what
wish.
Do you mean?
Like, I'll see you doing the serious thing for chicks time to time.
Well, that's just, like, actually the way I am naturally. Like, it might seem like an act. But...
Oh, really?
And then it's
so
like, you know, if
behind...
I act like this around them, they're like, you're such an a-hole. You're so immature.
No, go on, Will. Does the clown also cry? Take off the makeup.
Sad clown syndrome.
Were those tears painted on your face? Or are those the real McGillicuddy?
But, no, I mean, it's just the way I am, you know?
Really? You can't change it. And if the world wants you to change, you couldn't.
All right.
And you suffer. And
You know how I hate having the mirror turned on me? I'm the king of, like, being able to, like, dish it out, but not being able to take it.
So you're saying deep down you're sensitive, too.
I am.
She needs to respect that, William. She needs to put...
Honestly, yeah.
She needs to put both hands on your heart.
And seriously, because most people out there are like emotionless pieces of ass, especially white people.
They want to act like they have emotions, but they don't.
No, dude, most white people, effing robots.
Animals. Oh, yeah. No, it's... I think the best cracker to the nth degree thing is, oh, hey, Dad, you called. Yeah, okay, bye. Where's my doggy Buster? Where's my doggy Buster?
No, exactly.
I love you, Buster, so much. Look at the picture on my phone. It's you, Buster. Buster, talk to the phone. Talk to the phone, Buster. I love you.
No, it's so true. Like, it's just emotionless families. I mean, yeah.
But they love their dogs. They love their dogs.
Yeah, because the dog, like, shows them affection, unlike their honky parents.
I guess you're right. I never thought of it like that. I thought it was a safety thing. Like, well, the damn dog can't leave me. But you're right. The dog actually shows some love.
No, dude, most white parents are like, hello, son. How was your day at school?
Oh, you've been away at college for 3 months. Here's a hearty handshake for my little student.
I mean, yeah, we can't even imagine because we grew up in an effing, like, rat's nest. But, yeah, most people, like, big houses or whatever, they don't interact like parents and children.
Oh, you're...
They see each other, like, every few days, probably.
This is like a Jew hearing about Zion, a place where you didn't have to see your parents 24-7. You could J-O in peace.
Oh, dude, like, you should see the house I practice. It's like, yeah, the guy lives with his dad, but it's like, they have... I mean, it's just like his palace in Woodbridge, like McMansion or whatever.
Oh, God. Well,
and it's like they have two huge, like bigger than Leo's, like flat screen TVs, like in adjacent rooms. Like one is solely for video games, the others are like watching football.
Oh, God. Like, you know, Dad was like, I don't want to see you kids playing anything. I don't want to tassel with you here. Another TV.
Oh, God.
Go have fun, Tyler and Brennan.
The gay white names. Those are pretty good. Tyler is like the king of it.
Tyler.
Blake. Blaine. Cody.
Tyler's just the douche name to end all names.
Yeah.
Corey. Yeah, they're all kind of, I guess,
feminine.
Irish names. Yeah. Oh, yeah. And there's porn.
Aiden.
You could give those to any porn star.
Yeah.
Just take a white dude's first name and then throw your street name or something as the second name or a pet name. Even better.
You're right. There's a lot of Tylers and Caseys and Aidens. And...
No, it's all white dude names. I guess because the porn stars are empowering themselves. Who the hell knows?
Yeah, I've never thought about that.
That's creepy.
But speaking of hoes,
well,
smoothly segue back to the thing we mentioned 20 minutes ago.
Well, first I got to get into stereotypes and stereotype houses.
Sure.
Okay. Give me like 2 more minutes, and then we can do 20 minutes of hoes.
All right.
And then we're out of here. And you people at home get Night Train memories with the incomparable Squire.
Yeah, we're actually only halfway.
What do you mean? Through the show?
Yeah, like I think you said we were halfway through like 15 minutes ago.
We were at 23 minutes 15 minutes ago. And
Jesus,
the way I break
like
it down.
Here. This is like high people time.
Yeah, oh God, when you take Tussin.
A minute is an hour.
when you take Tussin and it's the damn 17-hour cut of Willy Wonka and the Chocolate Factory you're watching. Oh, good old Tussin days. I've had a decade without that stuff.
Me too, yeah.
I think I need to dabble again. I don't know. Maybe not.
No, I think that stuff messes with your brain more than any street drug, dude. It's just not good.
Oh, I was taking that and mix in with Dexedrine, too.
Yeah.
That was really screwing me. But we're going to do the house stereotypes. Let me bang that out, and then we'll get to the hoes.
Sure.
And we'll bang out the hoes, too.
Sweetly.
Okay, a couple days ago, I got a call. Someone wants their doors rekeyed, 2 locks.
Mm-hmm.
I charge $50 to go out there, and depending on what I think I can screw the person for, I charge between $12.50 and $15 per lock to rekey it.
Okay.
So I say, $75. It'll take me about 5 minutes. And he starts busting my chops immediately. He's like, wow, you're not really making a case for that $75. I'm like,
what?
Huh. And he laughs about it. But you can tell he's being serious.
This is a white guy?
Sounded like it. Sounded like it. But
like half Indian or something?
I haven't told you this story, but you're going in the right direction. I pull up, And it is a palatial Great Falls estate.
Wait, what the hell do you mean you're not really making the case for $75?
As in, well, if it's 5 minutes of work, I don't deserve $75. Because I'm a damn charity.
Well, then call someone else, a-hole.
He does it in a joking way, but you can tell had I said, oh,
what?
You're right.
A-hole?
How about
Jesus.
$60? He'd have gone, okay.
That's
yeah.
much better. F you. I hate people do that with me, too. Goddamn white people.
I pull in. F-ing massive house.
No.
Massive house.
Same thing happens to me, dude. People, like, try to haggle me with my rates. And it's like some palace in McLean.
Yeah. Well, I'm pulling up, and I'm talking to Diana. Mm-hmm. And I'm just like, what kind of cheap piece of S is trying to Jew me out of 5 or 10?
A honky. That'd be when my guess.
I get up. No, it's
Middle Eastern.
Indian.
Oh, yeah. No, it's so cheap. That's the same thing with me, dude. Like,
it's not, I can't even say really cheap. It's just they get a rush off haggling, I think.
No, it's just, it's their culture. That's what people say.
It's a
like
cultural
over
thing.
There, yeah. It's, you have these bazaars.
Yeah, you barters. Haggle over everything.
So I guess it's just in their effing DNA.
It's like, hey, I'll give you $90 for that $100 bill.
Yeah.
I'll give you $95, you know.
No, it's like the Borat thing.
Yeah.
Like, here. We'll call it $75.
And you spit on your palm and shake. That is the one thing I like about white land that we live in. It's just, here's $75.99 on the shelf. I am not going to walk up and say, hey, I want this for $70.
Pretty much. I mean, some people do. But, yeah, for the most part, we don't do that in America.
Yeah.
And that's a good thing.
So I get in, and it's just massive. And he's grilling. It's like a throwback to our GT days. I hear him grilling his kid on, you know, friggin' Chinese dynasties of the 1400s. And I just want to be like, oh, this counts for nothing. Except it might for you, because you'll probably go to Johns Hopkins and be a surgeon, and you needed to ace your tests. So he's grilling her. I do my work in about 10 minutes. He's like, hey, can I get a couple keys? I'm like, okay. So I cut two keys. I come back. You know, and usually I...
The door's locked behind.
Oh, God, that'd be hilarious.
Gun pointed.
You know, I'll say
head.
That. No one ever Fs with the locksmith. No one ever goes, hey, the guy who has my address and knows him to break into stuff, I'm going to try to stiff him. No, they're smarter than that. It's like trying to screw a gun salesman.
Yeah.
You'll probably regret it. So I get back in, and he starts reaching for his money, which would convey
it's
he
quite
thinks,
monopoly-ish.
Which conveys he thinks he's getting away with $75, and I'm just giving him a couple keys out of the goodness of my heart.
I got you. Yeah, I was going to ask about
that. I charge $250 a key with this rich bastard, and he just threw it in. Mm-hmm. I'm like, screw it, $5. So I'm like, $85. And he looks at me and goes, how about $80? And I say,
how about 85?
Sorry, pal, this is how I make my money, on the keys, 85. And then he goes in with, how much do they charge at Home Depot for keys? And so I have to go in with the spiel to make him feel better. Oh, Home Depot's keys are duplicates. These are actual new keys cut for you, blah, blah, blah. He finally gives it up. But I have to, like, massage his ego so he feels good about giving up
effing
Abe Lincoln.
Yeah, he wants to feel he got the best deal.
Something he could
He's
wipe
so
his
smart.
Ass with. In his kitchen is a Mac with a screen that's, like, 22 inches. In his kitchen.
Like,
statues all over the place. Not cheap ones. Huge house.
Even like the Home Depot thing, it's like, hey, mother effer, I already cut the keys. You bought them.
Yeah. I mean, if it's so damn important to you, ask ahead of time.
Yeah,
you cheap
exactly.
bitch.
No, you don't ask that. If you, God, what a piece of ass.
So there is my cheap person in a big house story.
Well, hope his kid gets SIDS.
Yeah, she's way too old for SIDS. Yeah. Although it would be a funny twist, right? How did my 16-year-old die? It's damn Greek curse. Okay, so we got 15 minutes, and we got 20 bitches to cover on Ask Men.
I probably don't even know most of them, so I'm
like, hey, welcome to the rest of the world. Unless you're an 18-year-old who's just gotten his freshman year at college, and you're still subscribing
Maxim
to Maxim and stuff. There's this whole tier of B-grade bitch that just makes a career out of either being like
in bikinis.
Yeah, or like a topless British model that we really don't know over here, but the people of Maxim know him inside and out. Like Lucy Pinder.
No.
Do you know? You have no clue. She's like got an amazing top on her and a cute face. I think she's like the second coming in Britain. But over here, so I'd say Lucy Pinder.
Yeah.
You see a broad like that walking down the street, you want to hit it. You wouldn't be like, oh my God, I just saw Lucy Pinder.
Well, that's the way I feel about most of these bees.
Well, they're just chicks.
Yeah.
They're just chicks.
But, you know, they keep making lists like these. They're
put on their tampons 1 month at a time like the rest of them.
They think they're God's gift to the goddamn earth.
Okay. Well, if you want to hop on over here and share the mic with me like a Sunday.
Sure.
My steady gal. We'll both go off earphone and kind of share one mic. We'll both stand. We'll do it the Don Geronimo way. Oh, okay. You pulled up and you're sitting now. Well, screw you.
I'll just yell.
Well,
listen to how loud I have to talk.
Here,
can you actually hear me now?
Yeah, you're decent on the levels. I'll jack mic one, so we're both louder. Talk one more time, boy.
Blah blah blah.
You're good. Our levels are good. Okay. And for those who want to play along at home, it's aspen.com/2009_top_99. Just Google Ask Men. 99
Askmen.com and click the damn.
Yeah, they've obviously got a banner going or something.
Denise Milani, Jesus H.
What is that? Yeah, look at those T's.
No, I know her from like porn.
There's Lucy Pinder.
Well, those are quite nice too.
Yeah, exactly. I think they're even real. Brits like their real ones.
Yeah.
God bless them. Okay, number 20, Cheryl Cole.
Yeah, you got a Joker face, dimples. Kind of looks like Mel.
She reminds me of the broad from OC. What's her name?
Misha Barton?
Not Barton, the other one.
I don't know.
The short one named Summer on the show.
Do not know.
I don't give a crap.
She looks like Elle McPherson or something.
She ain't all that. There isn't much happening
like typical,
in the tea
like,
department.
White bitch. F her.
Okay. Number 19.
Let's say yay or nay for each one. I say nay.
I'd yay the whole top 99. What are you talking about?
No, I'm saying, like, do they belong? Are they the
in the top
20 hottest women?
Do they in the world?
Yeah, exactly.
Or, like, well, okay, in famous land?
Yeah.
Nay. Definitely okay, nay. Right, she's boring F. She's boring tender. Okay. Number 19. Adriana Lima.
I know the name. I don't know what she's like. Victoria.
She's a VS model. I think she maintained for a while. She had her V card.
F her too. Give her boring.
Is that whole?
It's like the effing emperor and gladiator.
Yeah, it's the whole
thumbs down.
I have tan skin but light eyes thing, which is supposed to set your heart aflutter, but
no,
I really don't care for it.
Skinny Victoria's Secret bitch. F
boring. Okay, Monica Bellucci.
I know the name. Was she an actress?
She's an actress. She's a European actress. She's got a bod on her.
Nah.
Hold on. Let me find the bod. The bod's pretty banging. It's brick S-house-tastic.
Oh, she looks like a fat, old, ugly Demi Moore.
Well, she's like 38. She's popped out some kids, man.
Nah, I really don't care.
I give her top 20. You're, I can tell, going nay.
No.
Okay. I can give her
disagreement.
I can give her at least top 30-ish. But I got a thing for her. Salida Ebanks.
What the hell?
I don't know.
Is this Kevin Eubanks' wife? Eubanks minus the U.
It's
all right. It looks like a Victoria's Secret.
Another VS broad. Yeah.
She's got five heads. She's going bald.
Yeah. Well, Tyra Banks does too. Is that like just the black chick model hairline?
I don't know. I think Tyra Banks is hot. For my money, the hottest black woman on the planet.
I love her, man.
No.
She's got a sick body. Are you kidding me? Like, she'll tell all these tales of woe, like, yeah, my jugs were too big to be a model. But otherwise, I was in perfect shape for it. Wah! Wah! My life's so tough.
No, like, I usually don't dig on dark meat, but Tyra Banks.
I love me Tyra Banks. Okay.
She pronounces it Tyra?
Tyra? I don't know. It might be Tyra. I haven't watched her show, dude.
Yeah, I think it's Tyra.
I don't think Mom watches
this
it.
This chick, who's she look like?
Mom likes Harpo, not Tyra.
What's that bitch's name? Jessica Alba, kind of.
I guess, but Jessica Alba is half Mexican. Typical. This chick looks like black and white or something.
Yeah.
Whatever. I don't top 20 it.
No.
It's all right, but not top 20. All right. Number 16, Jessica Biel. That's a big name. Yeah. Everyone kind of argues over the hotness of Jessica Biel.
She's in the
Texas Chainsaw. Right? Yeah. That would be where you would know
good
her
from. In that like wet t-shirt or whatever.
My thing with Jessica Biel, she's got a
ugly
pretty
face.
It's like different.
It's broad.
She does have kind of the Joker product smile.
Yeah.
It's a little wide.
No,
it's
again,
a little,
it's like The Office where they're talking about Hillary Swank. Like, yeah, people say she's hot. No.
She's got like 58 teeth and
yeah, maybe white people think she's hot.
Yeah, that's a real bad picture. That's like
gross.
Literally 74 teeth are visible right there. Talking to the mic more, I guess.
No, it looks like a damn ape.
She's got an okay ass. Like, it isn't...
No, she's got a nice body. Her face looks like she's missing a chromosome or something.
Yeah, it's kind of like Cracker Exotic.
Yeah.
I don't know. It's okay. I wouldn't top 20 her.
No, me neither.
The bod's good, though. I like the bod. It's tasteful hot, you know? She's got a little T, a little A, a little something. Okay, Jessica Alba.
No.
My problem with her is, A, she got too skinny. agreed. I mean, she lost what she had, like in the Dark Angel days. She was just
never cared for.
Hot tan broad, you know, usually my type of thing. But she kind of lost the bod, and then she started bleaching the hair and going like blonde and stuff, which is just the cheesiest effing look for a chick with an olive complexion.
I don't care for her either.
Top 20. Damn. I'm torn on this one. You know, for the sake, no, screw her.
Yeah,
out of the top 20.
No, the line needs to be drawn in the sand. This cannot be considered.
Brooke Burke. Who did she blow to even get remembered in 2009? Look at that weird face.
See, if anything, I mean, she's got a nice body. I've seen
she's
her.
She's got like, big old fakes. I mean, that's your type of thing.
Exactly.
You know me. I kind of like a woman with a Arnold Schwarzenegger jaw, or at least some kind of strong feature.
She isn't she on like Dancing with the Stars or something?
Maybe. She's got a bit of a mush face, though.
She looks like that Vanessa Minnillo or whatever.
It's all the same.
Shit. Exactly.
It's all the same. Definitely punt her ass. She's not even relevant. Like, seriously.
I mean, I'd say like she's hotter than most of the chicks we've seen so far, but still, no.
Which editor did she slop down on to get remembered?
Well, no, I think she is on, like, Dancing with the Stars.
Really?
Or maybe that's Cheryl Burke.
I don't know.
I think it is. I think it's someone else.
Number 13, Halle Berry.
Wow, those have grown since she's had a kid.
Yeah, here's the picture. Here, if I want to work you, like a lawyer working a jury, here's the picture where you're going to go, yes.
Still.
I like Halle Berry. I mean, I'll keep her in the top 20, even though she never really, like, blows me away.
I will say no again.
It's like, she has great features. It just doesn't, it's like a beauty, not a sexiness.
Exactly. That's the thing with all these chicks. Yeah, they're not ugly, but they're not like, oh, I just want to, like,
yeah. You know what?
Spoohay all over their faces.
Much as I think she's a hot chick or a beautiful chick, it's not a sex thing. So, right. Halle, I'm punting you.
This should be sexy.
Besides, she got Billy Bobbed. I could never live that down.
What, in real life?
No, but even in the movie, that's enough for me.
I don't understand how you fake that. I mean, they both had to be naked. Like,
yeah, and then it's just
Emmanuel
stuff. Emmanuel
Treaky?
Treaky? I don't know. Screw that. You don't even get a nod.
Fun bags, but
not especially. They don't even.
What are you talking about?
They're bigger. Okay, those aren't bad.
Yeah,
that's the face of your cleaning lady, not a chick on the top 20. Get out of here. Number 11, Heidi Klum.
I'll give her a yes.
Heidi back in the day, hell yeah. And she's held up almost better than anything I could think of off the top of my head. But I can't help but think this has been sealed.
That's just awesome. Sealed.
It's been sealed. It's been heated.
Sealed, delivered.
Yeah. I mean, she's blown friggin' touch, you know, kiss from a rose. She's blown crazy. And she's also blown, you know, blood sugar sex magic.
Wait, who's the one in the middle?
Who?
Crazy.
Crazy Seal. I went with two seals, one red hot chili pepper. I know she also used to bang like an Italian car driver. She's had three kids, too, so things might not be doing 100% downstairs.
I don't know. I mean, well,
she might pee every time she sneezes now. You know, that stuff screws up your pipes.
I don't know.
If there were like a time machine, like knowing now how well she's held up, yeah, I would encourage any man who could have pulled it in the day to put ring on the finger.
I remember seeing some pictures of her, like, for the promotions for Semi-Pro, that piece of ass with Will Ferrell.
Yeah.
And she's, like, dressed like a cheerleader or something. She looked really good.
She's
still
holding up, man.
It could have been Photoshopped.
I wouldn't okay. It was Photoshopped, don't worry.
I'll still, like, I mean, we're already up to number 11, and I've, like,
I think you've vetoed every single thing,
so,
right? And not veto in the Sopranos sense.
Yeah. So, all right, she gets a nod from me.
I will, for the sake of dissension, I'll punt her. All
right.
But I don't feel good about it. Number 10, Kate
Beckinsale. We haven't said yes. No, wasn't it like the first one or something we said yes to? I don't even remember.
Well, who cares? Yeah. Who's keeping track? We don't have a Rob A to keep track.
Exactly.
All right, number 10, Kate Beckinsale.
I know the name. I have no idea. Was she an actress?
Yeah. Did you ever? There's like Pearl Harbor, the Underworld movies, Click. She
a piece of ass with Adam Sandler?
Yeah.
No.
She plays a good girl next door. Top 10, hells to the gnaw. Hells to the gnaw.
She looks like Cornelius from Planet of the Apes. No, you know she looks like the chick from Weeds, Mary Louise Parker.
Mary Louise. And again, it's like hot in a, this is a 40-year-old broad kind of way, and it's still.
Well, she's not that old, though.
No, she's maybe 30.
Yeah, she looks like a younger Weeds chick.
Okay, I'm definitely going to
see.
Where
are
the
ones like Denise Milani with the absurdly huge racks?
They're in the 50s or 60s.
That's Asu. We should have done like.
Yeah, like the 90 to 80, where we just would have been like, yes, yes, yes. Kristen Bell.
What the hell is this thing?
Look at that smile. Like she just cut one and you didn't notice it.
I know the name. I have no idea.
She is.
What she does.
You saw Sarah Marshall?
Yeah.
She's the F cop, or whatever the hell the name is. Sex cops. The one with William Baldwin. She's Sarah Marshall. What the hell am I retarded?
Oh, okay. Yeah, there you go.
Am I eating the lead paint? She's Sarah Marshall. There you go.
Right. No.
No. Not top 10. Not top 10. And again, we're two douches behind a mic. If this chick walked up to you in a bar.
Same thing as the opposite. Yeah.
And say, hey, here's a plate of taquitos.
Honestly, I wouldn't be that psyched about it. Honestly. I swear to God, if it's between her and some like run-of-the-mill stripper. You know,
you do love your strippers. I mean, is she famous?
I hate people who look perfect. Nothing like, because it makes me want to punch them. It doesn't want to make me want to F them.
It makes me want to knock them up and leave them. And then they can use their perfect paycheck to cover my bastard. And he can grow up hating me, but he'd look just like me.
No, seriously, even in person, like if a chick's too good looking, it's just like, F you. Really, you've had everything handed to you your whole life. Just F yourself. Drop dead.
I
drop
like
the F dead. I don't care if you want me to bang you.
All right. So Kristen Bell,
because even like you know you're hanging out with like a hot chick.
Yeah.
Like it's like having an effing golden ticket. You notice how much nicer people treat you, how much friendlier they are.
Oh yeah,
it's like goes straight to hell.
No, the best thing is marching around with one on your arm and just bastards. Every single dude will check her out for 5 seconds, and then you get a fleeting glance. Like, how did you do that?
Yeah, you get, like, discounts at stores. I mean, really, just, ugh.
It's like the Seinfeld episode where he's dating the hot
Exactly. Dog. No, it's so effing true.
All right, so we're punting Kristen Bell.
Way to go, Seinfeld, with an acute or astute observation.
Number 8, Rihanna.
No. Oh, that is the queen of this. I don't care if she's not ugly, no.
I like me, Rihanna.
No.
We got to part ways on this one. I like me, Rihanna.
It's like Prince.
Well, you heard that story, right?
What? She effed him?
No, she was in London in some airport, and a ton of people thought she was Prince and were hounding her for Prince's autograph.
No, seriously, effing, like, pompadour?
I don't like the short hair whatsoever. That
I mean,
kind of...
she's got a nice body, but still, like, I don't like her face. And
I like her face. It's... God, she does look like
Janet
Prince.
She's like Janet Jackson there.
Oh, she looks like Prince. She looks like Elvis effed Prince in that picture. Oh, that's no, shriveling my ween.
That to me looks like one of the Jacksons. They all have the same effing face.
God. That picture. You know what? Screw you, Rihanna. That one picture. That kind of killed it
and
for
plus
me.
That bitch is like insanely popular.
Okay.
Like, what? She has like 10 songs on the radio all at once.
Oh, she's huge. She's huge right now.
No, she's honestly have like multiple singles in the top 10 at the same time.
All right. We got about 2 minutes to bang out the rest.
All right.
Scarlett Johansson.
ScarJo.
Hell yeah. Hell yeah on this one. Because that's a bod. I like the dome piece for the most part. It's a little different.
Again, for the sake of... I'll give it a weak yes.
Okay, thank you. Yeah, because if you didn't like Scarlett Johansson, I'd
no,
have
she
to...
got some tease, but again, like... The fact that
Alessandra
everyone...
Ambrosio.
Victoria's Secret model.
You know what? I hate any VS model on this stuff. Models bore me.
No, I don't like them either, man.
Punt it.
Stephanie Seymour.
That was it. Yeah, oh, God, she was good. And Frederik van der Wal, who's from the same era. I like that. No. Anne Hathaway.
No.
Oh, I like me Anne Hathaway.
God, queen of cracker bitches.
Oh, no. There's something going on there. Even though she's got the weird Joker lips and her schnauzer. She played a Greek broad in one movie, which makes me think she has some of us in her.
No.
A little bit of something. She's a little too bushy looking to not be something Greek. Look at that, man.
Spanish or something.
There's something doing there.
Probably Jewish.
Nah, she'd have more roles.
Be better connected.
Yeah.
Wouldn't have to do get
She wouldn't have had to
Steve
log
Carell.
The 5 years of Disney if she were Jewish.
Disney.
She was like a Disney princess, and then she did a couple movies where she pulls out her melones.
I had no idea.
All right. Number 4, Keeley Hazel. I don't even know you.
Me neither, but yes. That is a sexy woman. All right? That looks like someone who wants your donut.
Yeah. Oh, she's a Brit model. Yeah.
See, that's a woman, right?
Yeah, but look, hips. Hips and a little ab cut and some real big T's, man.
Exactly.
Okay, we're cooking with fire. Top 10, no. Top 20, yes.
You know, like bullseye face for your baby better.
Good, man. Right. Marissa Miller. I like this one. She's a model and, again, like a real... Vish bod on it.
Nah.
Oh, hold on. Look,
dude, I hate, like, her abs are so cut, her veins are sticking out. Like, that's something, like, I strive for.
I like me, Marissa Miller.
I mean, her jugs look good in that first picture, but no, she got a sharp face, too. You make fun of Fergie?
No, Fergie just has a coke whore face. Fergie looks like a dude. Like, well, if you if you gave Fergie a buzz cut, it would be Napoleon Dynamite's grandma. Megan Fox.
No. I forgot she was, like, on that Hope and Faith or whatever.
Who?
Her.
Megan Fox? Yeah, she's the little kid. I used to get chubbies when we were on the cardio equipment at Olympus.
No, see, like, I thought Kelly Ripa was hot, even the other MILF, but not really her.
Megan Fox looks a little like a dude from my mind.
Exactly.
Little like a dude.
No, and everyone's so, like, because she looks like Angelina Jolie. It's the same thing. She looks her.
I like Jolie, but Jolie was, like, 50-something on this one. She was way down.
No, I do not F her.
I'll punt it. There's just something, and she got no ass. No ass.
Who's the big new
one? Who's number one? Ava Mendez. Yeah, okay, I can go with that.
I don't know about number one, but...
No, but yeah, top 20, hell yeah.
Hot.
She's nice stuff.
Honestly, I prefer Ava Longoria. I think she's pretty
really? Hot. Oh, no, I like Mendez over that. Mendez got much more happening in the headlight department. Alrighty.
Squire, yeah.
Squire has come in and has heard our abomination of a show, and now I am embarrassed. Squire's shrugging. Okay, guys, it's... Oh, God, yeah, we're running a little late. All right, this was Papa's Basement. I'm John Papa Giorgio. Will?
Bye.
And, yeah, we don't have to get the outro. You know what stations you're listening on. You're just listening on them. Take it easy, folks.
We're home free. School's out, baby.
Good show.
Nothing to talk about, nothing to critique. Great show, great guest tomorrow. You go home, have a glass of wine, whack off. I'll see you tomorrow.
That's the post-show critique?
Yeah, you're the best.
It's my time to go. I successfully burned all my bridges. Nobody loves me and I don't love nobody.
Had a mighty hard time, but I'm on my way. Had a mighty hard time, but I'm on my way. It's a mighty hard climb, but I'm on my way. On my way, glory, hallelujah, I'm on my way.